Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. All right, is everybody ready? White Brian, you ready? Nothing's gonna stop us now. This song makes me think of one man, a man of the cloth, a man built to bring people together, Mr. Rev T. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
I've been traveling, I've been searching, I've been marching, I've been preaching, I've been teaching, I've been sometimes say people that I've been reaching. But one thing that's definite and good and true, that they came out my mouth through my actions, through the way I talk and I walk with this burgundy gold, that's damn sure true. And I've been telling these people to do what, JP? Believe.
Believe.
Believe. And I've been asking the question from the jump. I just ain't jump on no JD5 ship. I've been asking these people for week one. I've been saying, what? Why not us? Why not us with our offense? Why not us with our defense? Why not us with our special team? But old Trump, man, oh, they been standing on it like they can. Why not us right now? In this moment, in this presence, in this time, in this place, command the nation. J.P. Finley, B. Mitch, Jeff Walker, Landfield with the Sheffield, my 106.7 The Fan family. Ask yourself, ask your neighbors, ask all these families in the DMV right now. Why not us? Mm. Why not us? Y'all know who the people's hype, man, and I ain't never short of my words. L.A., Philly, wherever they going today, I'm trying to get there somewhere in the atmosphere. Why not us? Why not us? The people's hype, man. Say it with me, y'all.
Rev
T.
Hey, Rev, you got to add. You got to add White Mike to the crew.
White Brian.
White Brian.
Mike too. Why not us? Why not us, White Mike?
Brian.
Please, baby, march with me. Ow! Ow! Love somebody.
Love somebody. Appreciate you, Reverend. White Brian, do you prefer White Brian or White Mike? Do you have a preference?
Honestly, either one's fine.
Okay, great. Now, that may confuse some folks.
Nobody want to call you a different name. Just, your name's Brian, right?
Yeah, his name's Brian, and he's White Brian because you're Brian.
Look, yeah, I'm Brian, just saying, name is Brian, before. Right?
Yes, his name is
Brian. He's White Mike. When the vodka hit.
Oh, when the vodka hit.
That's when he White Mike.
You guys doing shots in there? I know Tarek dropped off Irish Red Vodka. I mean, that's... If there's anything this day needs...
How does that taste, Jeff?
I ain't tried none yet because nobody wanted to take a shot with me.
Man, you ain't pour it.
That's true.
Okay, let's do it.
Mama Stu is on the line.
Mama Stu, where you been?
Hello, Mama.
Oh, man. The plantation got me locked down a couple days a week, so I can't call in during the times. I'll be bad. I listen to y'all, though, at my desk.
All right.
But, you know. But listen, guys, first of all, my heart can't take it like these guys be coming down to the final seconds of the game. But one thing I know for sure, that kid number 5, if he got the ball, forget about it. The game is over. I done seen Joe Theismann. I done seen Doug Williams. I done seen Mark Rippon. This guy, I've never seen anything like it. Like, this guy is amazing. I am pumped. I was so nervous yesterday. I had butterflies the whole game. But what I'm trying to tell y'all is, oh, my God, let's go. We're in the playoffs, baby. And one more thing. Fun fact. Did y'all know that me and Coach, Rev T, are high school classmates?
Whoa.
Yes.
Hold up. You and Rev T were classmates?
Yes, we went to Woodrow Wilson Senior High School. Go Tigers. It's so hard to be a Tiger.
Up on Nebraska Ave.
So hard to be a Tiger. So hard to be a Wilson Tiger.
Okay. Yes. I think it's called Jackson Reed now.
Well, not when I went there.
Fair enough.
Not when I went there. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And, Brian, I must say, you look awfully good in that tutu.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I love you guys. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you, Mama. Appreciate you. Jeff has informed me that Jeff never got to do his credit pie. So, Jeff,
please. He made sure you remember that.
Please, Jeff, without further ado.
For my credit pie, it's going to be very simple. I just want to give 100% to God. for all the misery that we went through the last 30 years, for the coaching regime that we just had, for the ownership, because whatever happened during then, it's led to now, and I can only be thankful because, you know, the horse is always ready for battle, but victory comes with the Lord.
You love that.
You are a fool.
You wanted to make sure we got that in?
Yes.
Is that what that was
because,
all about?
Because God in 2024, he looked down on the Washington Commanders organization and said, I'm going to bless these people with their quarterback, and we got him.
Got him, bro.
We got him.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I got you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
That was Jeff. Let's go to Luke in North Carolina. What up, Luke? How you doing, bud?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's
Thank
up,
you
brother?
So much for taking my call.
All right.
Long-time listener, die-hard fan for a long time, I mean, for as long as I can remember. I'm 33, so this season has been the most exciting and energetic season I've ever experienced. So I just feel like we're so fortunate as a whole fan club, really, to be experiencing what we're experiencing, to have the presence of now, and to really understand what we've been through, and then to, like, if for me personally, like, I've always followed him really deeply and always pulled for him super hard. Like, my best friend's a Giants fan, and it's kind of, you know, I was able to text him, like, y'all do this every year. You freaking are terrible, and then next thing you know, you win a game, and then you ruin your draft shot, you know, just like we used to pretty much. But it's just exciting. I've always, like, pulled for the Redskins so hard. Like, 2 years ago when we weren't that good, I'm like, all right, $100 a game that we're better than you, to my best friends with the Giants. And, of course, I owed him some money that year. But anyways, I appreciate y'all taking my call. My credit pie is going to go. I did really, of course, obviously, 51%, I'd say, to Jaden. He took that game over in the end and really was just like, you know what, we'll put it on me and we'll do this. And so I'm like, of course, I get 51%. But I was really like, when halftime came around, we were down 17-7, I looked at my girl and I said, all right, I'm not used to us coming out of half. Like, this year is totally different, right? But prior, I'm like, there's no chance. I'm like, this is really all about coaching right here. Like, we're going to really find out how we look after this half, because I really believe in this coaching staff. And so, like, to get present in that moment and call it out, and then to see the turnaround that we had, I had to give percentage to Joe Witt, who I thought, you know, had a great game plan in the second half, really adjusted some things. And I thought we really – just the fact that after we got the ball for 8.5 minutes, so another 10% will go to Cliff then, because I thought in the second half we changed things up. We were able to start getting some yards. Something happened with Chris Rodriguez coming to the game, so he should probably get a little percentage, but I didn't put it on there. But I could sum up the whole game, like, 100%, honestly, to one play, and it's only because this play kind of ignited the inspiration to realize, like, this defines the entire season. And that was Jeremy McNichols on 4th and 5, and he catches that ball, and he's got to beat two guys. And I'm like, there's no way. And the way that he stood on his feet, you know, the fact that it was like, keep fighting, the grit, keep pushing, centered and intentional. Like, I feel like our whole season has come down to
intentionality, bro. Intentionality.
Yes,
they've been preaching that since August. Thanks for the call, Luke. Appreciate you, bud. One of the parts of that I really liked was Luke kept mentioning his buddy that's a Giants fan that he likes to talk trash to.
Was it you, Mike?
So,
I mean, Brian?
Yeah, White Brian. Are you the Giants fan that he's been talking trash to?
No, but I might as well be.
Just Brian, just so we're clear real quick, the Giants won yesterday to get to 3-13.
And dropped from number one to six, right?
Number one to number four.
Number four. Wow.
And your guy Brian Daboll took a whole bunch of victory laps and just said, this is what happens when you get good quarterback play. Not to mention he had already started Drew Lock at various times. So I just checking in on you, Big Blue. You took your beanie off. Is that because of the headphones?
Yeah, we'll blame it on the headphones.
Why Brian's so nice, it's hard to talk
trash to him.
Yeah.
He just agrees to all your trash talk.
Marcus, what up, man? You got a credit pie?
Yes, I do, guys. First of all, happy holidays to all of you guys. But I wanted to say right off the bat, the man that I call Josh Harris, a.k.a. Boss Hog, because that's what he is, the Boss Hog. I give him 50% because it started with him. It started with him, guys. I mean, let's be real here. Bringing in the right people, those people drafted J.D. Fox. So without Boss Hogg, none of this really happens. And I give 50% to the coaches and the players. I'm going to make it real easy on you guys. But I'm happy the Giants fell from the first pick to the fourth pick. That's fantastic. I am very happy that they're miserable. Giants fans are pissed. And this Cowboy game, guys, we have to really watch it because Dallas would love to end the season sweeping us. They would love to ruin the party. We don't want to go into the playoffs getting swept by the sorry Dallas Cowboys.
No argument there. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Our guy Justin is down in the RVA. Justin, what you got, bud?
What up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to give my credit pie. I'm 26 years old. So, I mean, it's been nothing but pain and misery my whole life. It's almost like Bigfoot. My dad's always said, oh, yeah, you know, you hear that it exists, a winning team, but never seen it. Last time they won a playoff game, I was 8 years old. Damn, I want to give 100% of my credit pie to Jaden Daniels. He's brought me so much hope and excitement this year. I mean, I thought this year was going to be a rebuilding year, like we'd win six games or something like that. Maybe we'd have another bust rookie like we've had in the past. But, I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, and even more than that, he's an unbelievable human being. You hear him in the press conferences and the post game. He's even keel. All he wants to do is win. He doesn't care about personal accolades. I mean, it's just a dream to have a quarterback like this. I hope he stays healthy and just keeps progressing because it's been an amazing season.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Justin.
Thanks for listening, bud.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We're going all over the country today. Now we had a Luke in North Carolina. Now we got Luke in Colorado. Luke, you're up.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Me, Mitch, longtime fan, watched you live in 95 down here in Mile High.
Live in 95? You had a monster game in that week, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, freaking John Elway threw a Hail Mary to beat the Skins that day. But I was locked in, long time, career-long Skins fan from that day.
Very cool. What'd you think of yesterday, bro?
Oh, my goodness. What a win. What a season. You know what I mean? I got my credit pie here. I got Jaden getting 50%. Like the other Luke said from North Carolina, that the halftime adjustments I thought were crucial. I thought when they came out in the second half, put the clamps on the run game, gave us a chance to get back in the game. The third quarter was unreal. You know what I mean? Basically having the ball the whole quarter. That O-line, a couple of O-linemen going down a little bit. I thought they came in, the backup O-line, so I'm going to give the O-line 5%. I'm going to give the coaching staff 10%. I'm going to give the defense 5% for the big improvement in the second half. And OZ, I'm going to give him 5%. I would have bumped him up to 10, but he had that little drop, you know what I mean, right there in the crucial moment. But still a solid game, breaking a lot of tackles, running hard, nice little picking up the slack for Noah being out. Zach Ertz got the game winner, so he's got to jump up to 10%. And, you know, can't forget about Mr. Harris, you know what I mean, 10% in the ownership group. I saw Magic tweeted out a dope tweeted after the game.
Oh yeah,
thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I got, guys.
I love it, man. Appreciate you, Luke. So Luke is a hardcore Burgundy and Gold fan living in Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he referenced that famous '95 game B had in Denver playing for the Skins. Now, Jeff, are you available to answer a few questions here, Jeffrey? Now, Brian had one rush for 36 yards and a touchdown in that game. Pretty damn impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Another catch for 14 yards. So on two touches, you had 50 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
That's a YPC of 25 yards.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, Jeff, you were quite a football player in your days at Fairmont Heights, right?
Yes.
And did you return kicks and punts?
Actually,
I returned one kickoff in my high school career. You wouldn't believe how far it went.
House call?
No, I wasn't
you
dead.
You stumbled on your legs and fell.
Nah, somebody ran up on him, caught him from behind.
47 yards.
And 47 yards.
40, look, we were
and
getting.
You got caught.
Yeah, we were getting smoke. I'm
not sure I'm going to care about this whole story. I'll give you a chance, but
hey, look,
it's going to be a quick trigger here.
So I get the ball.
Okay, first, I'm going to go back to talking about Brian. We're talking about an NFL game in Denver.
I channeled my inner B-Miss before I even knew him.
You're going to ruin the bit.
Okay,
please.
Go ahead. I'll save it for off air.
Yeah, I can't wait. Bemidji had 5 kick returns for 188 yards in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for 37.6 yards per return in that contest in Denver. Now, Lanfield, I ask you, if I told you Bemidji had 1 punt return for 52 yards, surely that got to the end zone, right?
Sure. Nah.
52-yard punt return, you got caught?
Out of bounds. I didn't get caught. We were running, and they were all there, and I got tackled.
I'm just saying, 52 yards, that's got to be a house call, B.
This dude here trying to find a way to mess it up. That was over 200. I mean, 200 and what? Almost 300 yards,
return
dog.
Yards, you are at 88 plus 52. I think that's 240, and then another 50 from scrimmage. It's pretty good.
Come on, Jay.
It's 290. I'm just saying, if it's me and I account for 290 yards, total yards, one touchdown, man,
got us up. They stopped kicking to me after a while.
I mean, the fact that you only have 1 punt return, yeah, they stopped kicking to you. How many times did they punt?
I know they punted one time.
That dude wasn't lying when he said Bemidji had a hell of a game. Let me track punts. This is me nerding out here. Yeah, dude, they just stopped kicking to you.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, Tom Ruin, punted twice. Only one of them was in bounds. I'm just saying, B, 52-yard return, you got a house call that, man.
That's what they say, Jay.
Who was special teams at that point? Severe? Who was the coach?
94 or 5?
95.
Might have been Rodriguez at that time.
Would he give you a hard time or just be happy with the return?
No, you get a 52-yarder, you cross the midfield, boom. You know, I ran through traffic, Jay.
Yeah, I guess I just demand excellence. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Stat for you here, B. What you got? Jaden Daniels has now thrown a touchdown pass in the last 30 seconds of 5 different games this season, a new NFL record.
That hadn't happened in over 50 years, right?
I mean, we can think about them. Eagles, Bears, Falcons.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah, Eagles, Bears, Falcons, easily. I'm trying to think.
Didn't he do it against the Bengals?
I don't know if that was the final 30, but they did it in the loss to the Eagles, and they weren't able to get the onside. But yesterday, one of the most telling moments to me. Yo, Bo Nix is good. I want to be clear. I'm not taking shots at Bo Nix. That Bengals-Broncos game Saturday night was an awesome game. The Bengals coach deserves to be fired 8 times over for how he tried like hell to blow that thing. But yesterday in Landover, you heard MVP chants for Jaden. And they're legitimate. He's not going to win it. He hasn't performed at that level that some of these dudes have. But he has performed at such a level, he deserves to be in that conversation.
What he has around him and what they have around them.
But, B, I did want to zoom out a hair and talk about the NFL. We've done, I don't know, 3.5 hours of nothing but last night's game.
Yeah.
I was driving in this morning, and I had the NFL station on Sirius on for a little bit. And there's this, like, preconceived notion. White Brian, see if you give me MVP odds right now. That Josh Allen should win this award. And I don't want to get overly caught up in the MVP award, especially whenever you get voters, man. That's going to just impact
everything. It seems like they're trying to promote who they want to win it.
It seems like there are people that really just want Josh Allen to win this award.
If you go look at the stats, Lamar has more passing yards, more touchdowns, less interceptions. Josh has more rushing touchdowns. But they told Lamar that you run the ball too much, you need to become a better passer. And now that he's starting to pass, that's what you want to give him. He has a higher percentage. Josh's rating is 101.4. Lamar's 121.4.
Do you know who's – everything you said
and
is correct.
And Joe Burrow is killing all that.
Yo, the best quarterback in the NFL this year is Burrow.
Yeah.
He is outrageous. And, like, he's just not talked about because they don't have 10 wins and might not get in the playoffs.
But, see, the thing for me, Jay
– is awful.
But, see, when I look at it, I look at this, too, though. Joe Burrow has had some amazing numbers because he has to score, and all he's doing is throwing the ball big time. If Lamar's not on the Ravens, they are not winning 11 games.
I think if Lamar's not on the Ravens and they have just like good quarterback play, not excellent, because Lamar is excellent. I think with Derrick Henry and with that O-line. And
I don't think they win 11 games.
I don't either, yeah. But I bet they could win 8 or 9 and still be in kind of contention. I'm not necessarily making a case for Lamar or Burrow, but this notion that it's got to be Allen – when Lamar's playing at that level and Burrow's playing at an outrageous level, I can't wrap my brain around the it has to be Allen.
No.
Now, if any of the three, what are the odds right now?
Josh Allen's -320, Lamar Jackson's +250, and then Saquon Barkley is 16-1.
That's plus.
Where is Burrow?
Burrow is after Barkley at 30.
Burrow won't be in it because they're not winning.
Yo, they could still get in. They can still get in next week.
They can get in, but you're talking about double-digit win teams. And I think
– it seems agenda-driven with Allen if it's that
it's
significant.
It's very agenda-driven because he all of a sudden has a year when he's not throwing interceptions. But let's be real.
He's also been excellent.
He's thrown 29 touchdowns. Lamar has thrown how many?
So Allen has 28 touchdown passes.
28,
Lamar has 39. Lamar and Baker Mayfield are tied for second with 39. Burrow has 42.
Yeah.
Burrow has 42 against 8 picks. Lamar has 39 against 4 picks. Burrow's leading the NFL in yards by a wide margin.
Yeah, 4,700, 4,600.
46, 41. I mean, he's got roughly, 39 to 46 is 7, right? Burrow's thrown for roughly 700 more yards than Lamar, but also significantly more attempts.
Yeah.
And that's not even to mention Saquon, who went over 2,000 and went over 2,000 in 16 games, which is worth mentioning.
Yeah.
If he ends up breaking Dickerson's record, that's going to be in 17. I don't think Dickerson's wrong to think it's kind of unfair to compare the two. I don't understand. Give me those numbers one more time. I can't wrap my head around how Allen is such a significant favorite. I get that the
Bills. He's a favorite because those who vote and those who want him to win.
I think the Bills also probably have less talent than some of these other teams we're talking about. Certainly Baltimore.
Not defensively.
Or Philly.
They get the ball a lot. They get a lot of possession.
He's -320?
Yep, -320. Lamar's +250.
And
then where was Saquon?
+1,600.
See, this is where I get lost. All the time you tell me what analytics and stats and everything say, and when you look at the true analytics and stats, he's not winning. And now it's because of what somebody like. It becomes subjective at that point.
He's got another 530 and 12 touchdowns on the ground. The touchdown total on the ground. Allen is excellent. I'm not knocking Allen. I just don't understand how this is so one-sided. I really don't.
Well, I'm going to go with him and Lamar.
Burrow, dude.
I'm going to just say, because Burrow has all his throwing. Lamar has more passing and more rushing.
Doesn't have more passing.
More passing yards than?
Than Burrow?
No, I'm talking about Allen.
So
since Allen is a favorite, that's what I'm competing against. He has more passing yards than him and more touchdowns. He has less interceptions than him. He has a higher percentage completion rate. His quarterback rating is higher. Now, when they run the ball, he has about 300 more yards than him rushing. Now, Allen is getting in the end zone because every time they get down there, they use his big body to get in the end zone. Lamar still has six rushing. He has 45 total touchdowns, whatever it is, and Allen has 40. Or 42. Whatever.
I think, dude, and everybody will deny it and tell me I'm crazy. I think it's just fatigue because Lamar's won it twice and they want somebody else to win.
That should never, ever come into you voting for somebody to win it.
What should happen and what will happen are different. I agree. The fact that Michael Jordan didn't win 10 straight MVPs is the biggest example of MVP fatigue. Like, what I mean?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I had a conversation about this morning. With some guys in my riding crew. And Dan Orlovsky is acting like he has to be the only one to win. Dude, you're crazy. Like you said, Joe Burrow is having an amazing year as well.
I think Burrow deserves it.
Ignore what Saquon is doing is asinine.
Yeah. I just I care more about wins and losses and winning in the playoffs and all those things. And frankly,
and that is something that affects both Lamar and Josh Allen.
But isn't wins and losses the reason why Allen's the favorite? They have clearly the best record of the three teams, Bills, Ravens,
yeah,
and
I mean, they're 13-3. The Ravens Bengals. Are 11-5. And the Ravens have had a couple really bad performances in which Lamar was really bad. Mm-hmm. Like the Raiders loss, Lamar was really bad, whereas Allen's been good throughout, and their losses are only to good teams, unless if you want to say the Rams aren't, but the Rams are going to be in the playoffs.
Although I agree, first and foremost, the fact that Saquon Barkley is not even like in the conversation is absurd.
I don't listen, bro.
There's obviously a quarterback bias.
Just rename it a quarterback award. Just enough nonsense.
I've said that for like the last 20-something years.
Do the same thing with the Heisman.
Fascinating to watch. Dude, all of a sudden, Detroit's been the best team all year. They have what I think could be a tough game in San Fran tonight. And Detroit is looking at the 5 seed. Isn't that kind of wild? Like,
if they lose.
If they win. The Vikings now have the head-to-head on them. Oh, and they get to play them next week.
Yeah, they have to win next week.
I mean, that game next week is going to be massive. I mean, just a massive game next week. The Vikings, dude, nobody wants to admit it because it's Sam Darnold or whatever your bias is towards Minnesota. Maybe you hate purple. Maybe you hate Kirby Puckett, whatever
it is. I think they got a great defense.
That Vikings team is loaded.
I think their defense is magnificent.
Yo, their offense is really good.
I think Darnold has done some – Darnold hasn't been exceptional. He has a defense that gives him the ball all the time. And he has two receivers. You can just throw it anywhere in their vicinity, and they're going to catch the damn ball.
For a lot of the season, you were right. But Darnold, over the last 6 weeks, B, he's just listen to the numbers. He's completing 68% of his passes, 35 touchdowns against only 12 picks. He's been great. Like, in the last 6 weeks, the INT total's way down. I mean, I think he has maybe 2 turnovers in the last 6 weeks, and the touchdowns are just stacking up. Not to mention, of every playoff team we're talking about, do they have the best receiver?
He's about to have 4 or 5 interceptions because JP going so hard on it. Watch.
I think at some point it's
– I just think that
– you got to admit that Darnold's balling.
He's balling, but you also look at the history of a person, and eventually they always wake up. I'm telling you,
we said that about Goff. We don't say it anymore.
When your defense gives you the ball so much. I thought Goff was good when he was in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, Goff took you to a damn Super Bowl. But I still feel when your defense gives you possession after possession after possession, as an offense, you're supposed to be good.
No argument there. The defense in the last 6 weeks has actually started to decline from their early season numbers. And the offense has started to carry them more.
Yeah, the referee makes sure of that.
Okay.
I mean, the whole league is offensive biased.
I think Minnesota is legit, and nobody wants to allow for that. I think they're going to be the one seed.
You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. I think it's hard to go against Kansas City.
I have not gone against them all year.
Because
everybody kept saying, oh, they're not that good. All they did is win. Now their offense has gotten better.
A month ago, though, I said I thought the Vikings were going to be the one seed. People thought I was nuts. Now, currently, they are the one seed. And I don't know that that's enough to carry them. If they are the one seed, you'd be talking about the winner of, if it held the way it is right now, you'd probably be talking about the winner of Washington-LA going there. Mm. If my bracketology is correct. I guess they would get the 7, right? They might get, because I think they reseed it depending who wins. If it was Packers-Eagles, and then the Packers were able to beat the Eagles, I think the Packers would go to Minnesota. Yeah. And you saw yesterday, you know, Green Bay put together a hell of a comeback late in that thing. It was too little, too late. If you're Andy Reid this coming weekend, you've clinched everything. Carson Wentz, your starting quarterback?
Pat goes in for a little bit, gets his feet wet.
Half
game, yeah. I'm calling plays. That's gonna be cool for him because I still need him to get a better rapport with our receivers that's been out all year. Then I pull him out and let Carson finish it up.
AFC North: the Ravens are now one game clear of the Steelers. the Steelers, for seemingly like the fifth straight year, are kind of falling apart late in the year. Baltimore plays Cleveland at home to finish out the season. Pittsburgh, I think it's Cincinnati. Ravens going to win that division?
I think Cleveland is not going to beat the Ravens.
I agree.
Yeah.
At what point, you got to ask some questions about Pittsburgh. They're good. They win, but since Roethlisberger's been gone, and even the last couple years with Ben, you hit Thanksgiving, they hit a wall.
But I think overall, they got to play better overall. But they are always there. We started off the season by thinking they were done, why Russ couldn't play. They showed up. Injuries derail a lot of teams late.
Certainly. Yeah. Last one, and I don't know what they'll be in the playoffs. I know I wouldn't want to play them. How good of a coach is Jim Harbaugh? Chargers have clinched the playoffs, 10-6.
Harbaugh is a former player who very much has the mindset like other guys like Dan Quinn that played college and stuff, like Joe Gibbs, who understand. You got to make sure your players understand you truly care about them. Harbaugh walked in here and immediately, you watch how all his players respond to him. All of these coaches who want to act like they're separated from their players and act like they all everything, you're idiots. I don't care who you are. I said over and over again, I've seen many great coaches, but they always have great players on their team. I've never seen great coaches without great players. But I've seen great players without great coaches.
Hey, you know what helps? Getting rid of the dummy, Staley. And
yeah,
getting
he was rather dumb.
Yo, like Herbert, Derwin James, they got talent, man. All right, nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Talk a little Ove. I'm reading now from the Associated Press, Steve Wino, article he filed last night after the Commanders clinched a playoff spot. That guy's an absolute beast. He's a tough tackle. He's hell on wheels. Atlanta Falcons coach Raheem Morris said Sunday night of Jaden Daniels. Hell on wheels, baby.
Hell yeah.
I feel like you could have been described as hell on wheels once upon a time, Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah, I think so.
We're running out of time. Let's make some bets.
Heard it here first. Gather around.
Just so everybody knows, from Coach Prime, this impacts you, White Brian. It will be multiple idiots that will say things that totally aren't true regarding where I would like Shador and Shiloh to play in the NFL. If I say it, I will say it directly to whom it may concern, not an attention seeker. I do know NFL commissioner personally. Good luck with all that. all right, who's betting what tonight, boys?
All right, since I lost last week, since I won the week last week, I'm going to go ahead and take Missouri in the Music City Bowl. And then I'm going to take the over in the Knicks-Wizards game.
Knicks-Wiz again. Yo, the Wiz gave the Knicks all they could handle Saturday night. I watched that.
Yeah.
OT.
They got to stop that.
Detroit -3.5.
I'm also taking the Lions.
I don't want to do what I want to do. White Brian, you got a pick?
Auburn Tigers -37, War Eagle.
Damn. Now you claim they're
what?
Very...
-37?
Why do you mumble so much? Enunciate.
Who they playing? In basketball?
Yeah, they're playing 2-10 Monmouth at home.
That's tough travel for a Jersey team.
Damn. That team shouldn't even be playing football.
Basketball, dude.
Who are you taking? you took somebody in basketball?
He took Auburn in basketball.
No, I'm talking about Jeff.
Oh, no, I took Missouri in the Music City Bowl.
Yeah, give me Iowa.
You're going to take an L.
Just saying, I was big, boy.
I don't know. I don't want to do this, to be honest with you. And this doesn't technically count as a system pick unless it hits. Give me the Niners +3.5.
You can't say it doesn't count. It's a system pick.
It's a holiday break,
no,
though.
There'll
be no students there.
You're getting points at home at night. Did he say that?
Yeah, but there's no students there, so it doesn't count.
No,
got to have students there for it to count.
No. Your system pick
must
not work.
It's only a system pick if it hits.
That's crap.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. Shout out to everybody who called in. Thank you to David Archer for joining us. Sincere thank you to Brian Mitchell, man of his word, wearing the tutu. Bigger thank you to Stevie for having a tutu ready made.
Yes, yeah, Stevie,
he
we got to talk.
Duck it when the tutu was waiting for him.
We got to talk, Stevie.
Shout out to Alex Ovechkin. You are a badass, sir. It's the year of DC.
Hell
Commanders
yeah.
win 11, maybe 12. Ovi breaks a record. Great day to have a
Let's
day.
Go,
Great
baby.
Danny. Great and Danny next. Last show of the year. We'll talk to you Thursday. Love you guys.